Next is a sawtooth, where it's basically any jagged melodic line, but usually it's like a pivot note is on underneath or on top of another sequence that's changing. It's like one part is changing and one part is static, and the two contrast each other, right? So in the book on page 16 at the top, it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. That's your basic outline, and then here's the sawtooth. Right, you kept that D note static, but it could be the reverse of that, like that was supposed to be 2-5-1 over C, but I gave you a note on top that was static and still highlighted the motion. I highlighted the seventh of the F note, which is the seventh of the G7, to the E note, which is the third of the one chord.